Welcome back. You're listening to This Week with Justin McCarthy. This year is shaping up to be one of the deadliest on record for climbers on Mount Everest. So far, during this spring's climbing season, there have been 12 fatalities on the world's tallest peak, and 5 mountaineers remain missing. A combination of extreme weather, poor safety practices, inexperience, and the issuing of a record number of climbing permits are among the factors being blamed. Pat Falvey has climbed Mount Everest from both the Tibetan and the Nepalese sides. He's an internationally acclaimed adventurer and runs his own adventure company. Pat Falvey, good afternoon and thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Justin. Good to be talking to you.
What do you think the main reason why we're seeing so many people dead and missing on Mount Everest this year is?
Well, I think that the main reason really is inexperience and people not taking it serious enough that Everest is a dangerous mountain. And going to this place in relation to doing a tick list. Now, there have been some professional climbers died, but in general, the increase is from our people on the ground outside has come from people underestimating the challenge of climbing Mount Everest, which is the highest mountain in the world. And as long as it's like that, it will attract people like from all around the world. And I think that's mainly the cause. People are trying to blame global warming, climate change. You know, it's a whole heap of BS as far as I'm concerned.
But is there an onus then on the guides, on the companies that bring these people up to insist on certain standards before they bring them along?
It's a very complicated way that this works, right? Okay. Like some of the good companies, right? Okay. Do have a standard and that they will, vet their people. But then you have people like, say, from like different parts of the world, which doesn't have that criteria. And it's basically a money-based thing. And so what people do is they go hunting. And when they go hunting, they go for the cheapest option. And it's like everything that they don't realize what they're not getting when they run into trouble. And thus, like we see this year, a lot of climbers being abandoned, like on the mountain itself. It's absolutely terrible. But the other side of it, anyone that is going there has a self-leadership responsibility to themselves to have the technical ability to do so. So a lot of the time when you hear people, like when I hear as a professional climber, people dying, you know, I'm really saddened for their families because a lot of the time it is because they're inexperienced and they haven't taken the consequences, you know, of dying into consideration. And, you know, it's just become a tick list like for people. Like one time it was the realm of mountaineers. Now it's the realm of people like that just want to top Mount Everest itself. And if they're in trouble and they die, it's a consequence of climbing Everest.
And when you say that people are going hunting for the cheapest company to bring them up there, what's the difference between a company, a low-price company, and the more expensive option? I mean, does it come down to supplies, things like oxygen? Because we know that that's, you know, one of the major factors in deaths on Mount Everest is people simply running out or not bringing enough oxygen with them.
Yeah, or is that they're not fit enough, or that they come off the fixed ropes, or that they haven't trained technically properly before they went up. This, you know, there's a lot of elements attached to it. But, you know, I even find, like, I remember one time because I would mentor a number of people that there was someone contacted me and they were saying they were climbing Everest and I wanted to give them technical advice to come down and do it free of charge. But what they did is that they were so busy raising sponsorship that they didn't actually take up the offer, and how they died was exactly the thing that they were going to be trained on. So there's an awful lot of people, like hugely fit people, like everyone is trying to do up the first blind up. And as long as that's going to be the case, and then people get caught up with the money side of it, if they're not experienced, like for myself, like I have been out there like just on the permit and then would be with a team and it would be quite cheap. But in reality, the average going, like for an inexperienced person going with a good company, is going to cost about $64,000-$65,000. And that's including the permit of around $10,000-$12,000. So it's very sad to see it happening.
Are there too many permits being issued? I mean, we've had a record number this year, 478 permits issued this season. Is that part of the problem?
Look, it's not the permits that's the problem. It's the people that get the permits that wouldn't have the experience is where the problem is. Look, as long it's a third world country, it's their natural resource. As far as I'm concerned, like me or you aren't going to change the minds of the Nepalese government to collect the money. You know, it doesn't have any other mineral resources or anything else like that there. So, like, unless that there's an overruling rule from everyone in the world, like, you know, Nepal will do its own thing. Mm. Tibet will do its own thing. They will take this money. They will actually have people going. And remember, you know, for all the permits that have, most people will turn. Most people actually pay all this money and they only get the base camp. I know people get to camp one and then they say, oh, we went to climb Everest, like, you know, we decided not to do it because it was too dangerous and came back. It's a tick list. And as long as it's, just, like, it's that way, and as long as people aren't...
All right, I think we have lost Pat's line there, but we got most of what Pat had to say. That's Pat Falvey, mountaineer adventurer. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us today.